Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 5 through 16. So David went out wherever Saul sent him, and prospered. And Saul set him over the men of war. And it was pleasing in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. It happened as they were coming, when David returned from killing the Philistine, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. The women sang as they played and said, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." Then Saul became very angry, for this saying displeased him, and he said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000s, but to me they have ascribed thousands. Now, what more can he have but the kingdom?" Saul looked at David with suspicion from that day on. Now it came about on the next day that an evil spirit from God came mightily upon Saul, and he raved in the midst of the house, while David was playing the harp with his hand, as usual, and a spear was in Saul's hand. Saul hurled the spear, for he thought, "I will pin David to the wall." But David escaped from his presence twice. Now Saul was afraid of David, for the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from his presence and appointed him as his commander of 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. David was prospering in all his ways, for the Lord was with him. When Saul saw that he was prospering greatly, he dreaded him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, and he went out and came in before them.
We all have expectations, desires, and hopes for life, but our plan isn't always best. And what we see someone else experiencing may not be what our Heavenly Father has in store for us. When you compare yourself with others, watch out. Envy is usually lurking close by. Consider Saul. Appointed by the Lord to be Israel's first king, he was given power and success. But hearing women praise David's great victory over Goliath, Saul became jealous and suspicious to the point of obsession. And for several years he was driven by his fixation to do away with David. This may seem like an extreme example, and yet if we honestly examine ourselves, we will likely find that envy is a temptation we've had to battle too. Ask yourself, is there anyone whose material, physical, or relational success causes me to feel displeasure or discomfort? The fallacy of envy is that we can never view the entire picture of someone else's life. Only God sees beneath the surface of what's visible to others. For those of us who are believers, our eyes should focus on our own walk with the Lord. He created each of us differently, and His plan for every individual's life is unique.